Alex Marlowe, Trump Musk interview broke the media, they desperately don't want public to watch. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 15, 2024. Breitbart News Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlowe and Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk talked about the significance of Monday's X space with former President Donald Trump and Elon Musk, and how it broke the left-wing media. They desperately don't want the public to watch this interview, Marlowe said. I thought, Musk, sticking his neck out there and sort of cementing his conversation of de facto liberal to card-carrying member of Team Trump, Team MAGA, is pretty unbelievable to watch. He was very classy, he was very bold, Marlowe said during Tuesday's episode of The Charlie Kirk Show. Our COO, John, made an interesting point to me, Musk doesn't have to do this. He can do whatever he wants with his life, he's a businessman. He's got all the money in the world, he's got lots of cool friends. He does not need to be sticking his neck out there for Donald Trump. He'll do fine no matter who's president in his businesses, Marlowe continued. But he decided to take this step out of what appears to be principle, which is just so awesome, and that's what we're all about, the editor-in-chief added. Kirk chimed in, asking Marlowe, why do you think the media is reacting the way they are to this? They're deeply invested in seeing Kamala Harris win. And the best way to advance that narrative today is to tell people they don't have to watch this, Marlowe said. Because anyone who watches this would see two genuine, charismatic people speaking from authority on areas of expertise in a conversational long-form way that Kamala Harris could never do in a million years. And that is contagious, Marlowe added. If people watch that, they're going to be drawn to both of these guys. The establishment press can't allow for that, so they have to act as though this was some sort of a disaster, specifically because it was the opposite. Kirk then pointed out a USA Today article by Rex Huck, noting that it looked more like rage posting on Reddit than it did an actual news headline. The erroneous headline, titled, Trump Rambles, Slurs His Way Through Elon Musk Interview. It was an unmitigated disaster, was paired with a lead riddled with emotion, stating, for a fascism-curious billionaire who loves cuddling up to right-wing loons, Elon Musk sure is good at making right-wing politicians look stupid. I can't believe USA Today is posting this stuff, Marlowe reacted, to which Kirk added, as a news article. And this is why they have massive layoffs, Marlowe noted. The media is broken. We broke the news, too, Charlie, we didn't just break Biden. Marlowe added that the establishment press is so desperate to make sure no one actually watches the interview. Because if they do, they'll realize that Musk is totally with it and will hear the SpaceX CEO offer his opinion on topics in which he has expertise. Musk only really opined on areas where he's an expert, like energy, which was totally fascinating, he said. If you're a podcast aficionado, it's just great to hear him talk about oil and green energy, and how he doesn't hate the oil industry. He praises it, but he thinks the future is solar, and he explains why. It's all fascinating to listen to. Marlowe added that Trump's commentary was also on point, recalling the 45th president busting Tim Walz for the tampons, and busting Biden and Harris for the Ukraine war. These are dynamite talking points that the public is unaware of, Marlowe said. Him pointing out that more people died from the coronavirus under Biden than Trump. If people watch the interview, they're going to hear this stuff, and they're going to like Trump and Musk more. Therefore, in writing a headline like that, Huck is desperately saying, do not watch, by all means, do anything but watch this interview, Marlowe said. You can listen to the Trump-Musk interview below. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo. And on Instagram.